You're welcome back to the News at One. The family of Elaine O'Hara have said they hope she can at last rest in peace. They were responding to the Supreme Court's rejection of Graham Dwyer's latest appeal against his murder conviction. The court ruled that evidence of mobile phone data was admissible at Dwyer's trial. That evidence had helped to link him to Ms. O'Hara. For more, we can talk to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, these legal proceedings began more than 9 years ago. What was at the centre of this particular case?
Well, the legal challenges have revolved around the admissibility of mobile phone metadata as evidence at Graham Dwyer's 2015 trial for the murder of Elaine O'Hara. Now, this data, it helped to link Dwyer to a phone which was used to send messages to Elaine O'Hara and used to make arrangements to meet her and to various locations. The data was gathered, retained and accessed under Irish legislation, which was brought in to give effect to an EU directive, but that EU directive was later found to be invalid. So Dwyer challenged the admissibility of the data at his trial all the way. He won in the High Court, in the Court of Justice of the EU and the Supreme Court. They all found that the Irish legislation breached EU law. None of this, however, helped his appeal against his conviction because the Court of Appeal rejected that appeal and now the Supreme Court has definitively dismissed it.
As you say, finally, today we had this ruling from the Supreme Court. What did it say?
Well, the writing was on the wall for Graham Dwyer after the court made a ruling last month in a case which raised what it said were identical issues. And in that case, it dismissed objections to the admissibility of phone data. The court rejected Dwyer's appeal on all grounds, and the main judgment was delivered by Mr. Justice Maurice Collins. He found that mobile phone traffic and location data may be lawfully gathered, retained and accessed by a variety of people in a wide variety of circumstances and for a variety of purposes. So the retention of that kind of data is not something that's excluded by the Constitution or by the Charter of Fundamental Rights. He said it was gathered and accessed at a time when the legislation and the EU directive it was giving effect to was still in place. And he also found there was substantial evidence linking Dwyer to Elaine O'Hara in various ways. He said even without the mobile phone data, the remaining evidence available to the prosecution was more than sufficient to link him to these messages sent to Elaine O'Hara. In fact, he said the evidence was overwhelming and unanswerable. And he said there was no question of any lost chance of acquittal. The seven judges of the Supreme Court dismissed the appeal. In the previous case, Judge Gerard Hogan had dissented, but he said he considered himself to be bound by the majority decision of the court in that case, and so today's decision was unanimous.
It's 12 years now since Elaine O'Hara lost her life, and this must be unbearably difficult for her family. They have responded to today's ruling. They issued a statement a short time ago.
That's right. Nobody who saw the family during the trial could have any doubt about the toll this took on them. It was a very difficult trial, a very difficult 12 years almost since Elaine O'Hara went missing. They looked very relieved afterwards. They said they were glad it was over. And in their statement, they said it was now almost 12 years since they had lost Elaine. They said a missing persons case turned into a murder investigation and a long, arduous criminal trial with many challenges to the jury's verdict over the years. They thanked members of An Garda Síochána, the members of the investigating team, and their family liaison officer were with them again today. And they also thanked friends and family for their support. And they said they were relieved that the appeal court verdict had been upheld. And they said finally that they hoped Elaine could now at last rest in peace.
And is this now, Orla, the end of the line?
It seems to be. Legal sources say that there doesn't seem to be any realistic option for Graham Dwyer to now go on to challenge his conviction in any other way. So he now continues to serve the life sentence that was imposed upon him more than 9 years ago in 2015.
Orla O'Donnell at the Supreme Court. Thank you.